Cocktail Corner. Brought to you by the K Road Business Association and Fevertree.
What's up? Welcome, representatives of K Road.
What's up?
Thank you.
How y'all doing?
Neil, get your mic.
Oh, my mic is here. Sorry, hey folks.
We're allowing you two microphones to share between three people. Please introduce yourselves, guys.
How's it going? This is Brendan from Freebird.
And this is Neil from Red Bar.
And this is Kevin, also from Freebird.
Yo, it's a Freebird sandwich.
Is Freebird
damn
Charlie Baxter's?
So the venue's the same, so we've had a bit of a collab thing going on with Freebird next door. Basically, they wanted our beer, we wanted their chicken. And so we had the bigger venue, they moved in there. We're just sort of creating a whole new thing. Very K-Road, you know, collab.
Sounds,
times.
Sounds like a beautiful thing, actually.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, as an outsider, it's a beautiful match.
Thank you very much.
I've been in to sit down for a bit of meal. It's fantastic.
Mm.
Have you been able to kind of order from that place and eat it at your spot for quite a long time?
Yeah, well, we used them for our food for a while. At one stage, we were like, oh, this is just great, you know.
There is a lot of that going on around K-Road. It's pretty rad. I like that.
Just everyone getting on, having a good time.
And what's on the menu? What have we brought up
today? All right, so we're going to be doing some pretty cool cocktails on a Sunday for starters. Sundays is going to be sort of a hangover day. Come in, get a nice feed, you know. So we're going to be doing the Freebird Hangover Mary, Bloody Mary. Different kind of trimmings and stuff every week. So this Sunday, I think it's chicken wings is going to be one of the trimmings. Ooh. Olives.
Classic.
Kev, do you want to take some of this?
Chicken wings and pickles.
That's right. Chicken wings and pickles.
Coming in from the side.
As opposed to pickle wings.
Pickle wings, indeed.
Yeah, we're into rounding.
So we're going to make a couple of Bloody Marys for you guys today with some nice extras on the side. And hopefully then Sundays down at Freebird will just be really good time hangover-wise.
I'm definitely not an expert at Bloody Marys, so I'm keen to... Have a squiz.
You drink them in just the same way as you would drink anything else.
But people are kind of, it's more of acceptable to sort of have in the AM for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know.
Especially if you're gambling.
I mean, I'm the kind of guy, I eat breakfast cereal any time of the day or night. Right. So why not drink a Bloody Mary at any
I'd
time
like
of the day or night?
I'd like to snack on Nutri-Grain myself. Yeah.
I figure you could heat it up and have it as a side soup.
We won't be doing that at Freebird, just so, yeah.
So does this particular Bloody Mary come with pickles?
You got a lot of stuff, Kevin.
Yeah, so the pickles are actually part of the garnish. Yeah, so it's the final piece, the pièce de résistance, if you will. Yes, of course. But you can't forget, you know, first things first, here is just a beautiful rim job on top of the glass. And I think, you know, in a lot of cocktails, the rim job's underrated. It's very underrated addition.
It's fun as a drinker as well.
Let's show these guys how rim job's done. Keep kind of refreshing.
Do you tend towards a spicy rim?
What are you using as the glue?
Pickle juice.
Pickle juice. Okay.
That's how we do.
And what is it? What are you rimming?
Look at that glass.
It looks like a heck of a salted and spiced
salt.
Kind of amazingness.
Mm. Wait, we can have a look at the dusty substance soon. I think actually.
Pickle juice.
Some sort of spice.
It looks like that datura that gets blown in people's faces before they rob their own house.
It looks like it would go well on nuts.
It looks like Mars dust.
Bloody Mary Mars dust, indeed.
Yeah. Now, what sort of is that? Just a tall glass?
We decided to go with the 420 Bostons just for.
Is this crushed up burger rings? Be honest.
It's the bits left over in the bag after you've eaten a big bag and there's a dust in the bottom.
Oh, you just kind of collect it all up. Well, when you get like a freaky one, this is condensed.
Like it hasn't fully formed or something.
Love you, burger rings. I feel like you changed about 5 years ago, but I still kind of like you.
So we've got some rimmed 420 Bostons.
You've used
pickle juice and said secret spice.
We like to go with the Frank's hot sauce as well.
I did just say it before about the glass.
Yeah. And I thought about it as well.
It's like you'd said that before.
Oh, very nice.
Okay.
There we go. Do you guys like tomato juice?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah?
Sure. Another way to get a vegetable in this.
Do you ever use tomato juice other than in a Bloody Mary, though?
I'm flat out.
I've never been like, I just love a glass of tomato juice.
I haven't really got much time.
Yeah, no, it's not something I would go for.
Sometimes I get like V8 and I'll just get the exciting one.
Oh, yeah.
Just to blow my puny little mind.
Is that the one with fruit and vegetables?
Yeah, you got it. I've had a couple of big weekends and I feel like.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Like fruit smoothies, yay. Vegetable smoothies, nah, not so much. Not so much.
You're right, it's not like Tanker out there making.
I feel like vegetables, if you juice a vegetable, it should be served hot. And if you juice a fruit, it should be served cold. But I'm just saying that's just how I am.
He's a very particular person. Neil.
He's a very particular person.
It's how I get to be so professional. Perhaps you should be more particular yourself,
don't
sir.
Don't you dare change.
Oh, I see how it works. There we go. Hot
sauce?
Yeah.
How hot do you want it?
Hot sauce is going over the ice right now.
Mm. It's all getting made in the glass.
Do you guys like the spice?
Yeah, I'm all good. I mean, I don't want to see God or anything.
Easy spice.
None of us want.
We don't want anyone crying here, so.
Yeah, it seems fair. Just
keep
it easy.
Hold the tears, easy spice.
Will the hot sauce melt the ice?
Do the chickens have large talons?
What is this juice that you've got, Hannah?
This is freshly squeezed lemon juice.
Lemon juice.
Of course, yeah.
We also have to use Worcester sauce. Is that
Worcester.
Worcestershire sauce.
Just Worcester. Just Worcester sauce.
Worcestershire. I was waiting until Neil said. Neil's the closest to that.
Worcestershire?
You mean I'm most likely to be an absolute wanker?
Okay, it's good combos at the moment. It's some strong flavors going on.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
How much freshly squeezed lemon juice do you think you just put in?
We're talking close to 10 milliliters here.
If you put 11 in, he's going to find you.
Yeah, it's an exact science.
We've got another powder.
Somebody in my inner salt bay here.
Ooh, here we go.
Salt and pepper bay, actually. Oh, but, mm-hmm.
Hey, bay.
You got to get the little arm up.
Here we go.
Bounce that stuff off. Yeah.
It's a little tight in the shoulder.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah.
You know how he does it. Like.
This control room isn't like, it's not like NASA where we're going to be worried about bits of pepper going in the control systems or anything.
I mean, I don't even think NASA.
Are we going to end up crashing into the moon?
Could be.
Dust.
Oh, wow.
Holy moly.
The ice is getting the treatment.
Mmm.
We're thinking about doing these as well with Clamato juice.
Yeah, the old juice.
We just don't know where to get Clamato juice.
Back in Canada, we used to use Clamato juice. Well,
Canada's got all the Clamato juice, you know?
Yeah. It's called the Caesar, you know? It's a fun fact. The Caesar is the Canadian Bloody Mary, if you didn't know, yeah.
Well,
so, like, you know, major difference here as we're talking is just Clamato, right? Clamato, you got your clam and your tomato juice. Mm-hmm. Clam! Tomato.
Calm down with it.
Clamato. Yeah. Beautiful.
I gotta say, one thing when I was looking at juices that always got me was, why had nobody decided to juice shellfish? So thank God Canada's doing that.
Thank you, Canada.
If it's existed, we could pickle it.
Yeah, just squeeze. Just squeeze real hard.
How much Worcester just went in?
A heck of a lot, it would seem. Oof. Is that a Worcester vodka mix?
Unfortunately, it's a dash, right?
Is this pretty standard, this kind of setup for a Bloody Mary? I don't know.
Yeah. This is how we're going to do it. You need something really savory, something really nice when you're kind of hungover like that.
Okay.
All right.
What's going on next? I can see why I've never messed around with these drinks
before. This is a special ingredient, in fact, you know? It is pickle juice.
It's not
a common addition.
John's running out of page.
For the Bloody Mary, but the pickle juice just really rounds up the flavors, you know? Just really just gives it that savory, sweet, saltiness, you know, just like a pickle.
I don't know.
You had a dill pickle. I'm sure you look like a man who's had a couple pickles, but no.
If you put a lot of pickle juice, you could probably store it for ages.
Okay.
As is my understanding of pickling.
There you go.
This is about 40 mil or 30 mil?
Like a little 30 mil.
Yeah, like that. Yeah. Like the one under your bed.
Like okay. A little bit of pickle juice on the phone. That's not a big deal. We can rebuild.
That phone is going to be fine for years.
The phone sucks already, don't worry about it.
Maybe they fixed it.
I will say, the pickle juice does look a bit like Mountain Dew.
Yo. Very different.
Yeah. Oh, is this the recipe here?
Yeah, there's no way I'd put Mountain Dew in a drink.
John, and that's written with a right hand.
There we go.
Vodka going in now. We're getting serious.
It's getting serious now. Oh, look at this. This looks like a meal in a glass.
Holy moly.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
It does look like a real bung old traffic light at the moment. Like.
Yeah. I do.
Like a traffic light that's been crashed into?
It looks country.
Yeah, this is going to be good, dude. This is going to be good.
Okay, we've got some... Okay, so does it... Are we particular about the juice, or is it just... Are we... McCoy is obviously McCoy. It's got a bit of good prestige in this country.
You can't muck around with that right too much. Okay. I mean, the only way to make it weirder would be to make it Clamato.
Yeah, I mean, you know, go for a juice, not a puree.
What about, like, could you get canned tomatoes and whip it up?
I mean, you could, but it's going to be lumpy. Ketchup. It's going to be lumpy.
Okay.
The lumpier, the better, right, Neil?
I mean, look, you could use a Dalmio sauce or, you know, your Watties if you wanted.
Fair enough.
You know.
You could.
With a fish finger garnish.
There we go. Okay, the tomato juice is going.
Now she's becoming a drink.
Oh, that's looking good. Look at the mix. Look at that. It looks a bit, you know those marbles you used to get with the swirls on the inside? Looks a bit like one of those.
I think it has it, eh?
That is looking good.
I'm excited about this.
Yeah. All
right. I'm actually going to Dom and Matt's traveling breakdown tonight at the Basement Theatre, so this will get me humming along quite nicely.
There we go.
Do Bloody Marys typically have pickle juice in them?
Not typically.
Pickle juice is on the scene in the last few years, John. Mm-hmm. It's kind of pretty hot.
Just pickles, eh? That's right.
Ooh. Stir with the sharpest knife you can find.
The sharper the better. You really want to...
You want to? Well, it's because you got to cut through those flavors.
Okay, man. You need to just
get my own show. Is that it?
Oh, don't worry. He's working on it. He's working on it.
Yeah. Kneel at night.
So I just need some funding. Just need some funding.
Yeah. Yeah. These will be the garnishes that will be on the drink.
Okay,
on the Sunday.
Kevin,
come down and check
it
out.
Do the garnish.
Do you like hook it on the side or something?
We're going to have two of them hooked on the side like little wangs.
Shit, it's kind of a square, it's a big old square meal, really. Mm-hmm. If you stand
that's
back
right,
and break
right.
it down.
When you're hungover like that, you need sustenance. That's how we're going.
Okay, but what about now when I'm not hungover?
Well, you're just going
to
enjoy
Well, it's time
it.
To get there.
That's exactly what's going to happen. Here we go.
Just deep
bad boy in here.
Place it.
Okay, you're basically dipping the chicken.
That's right. We've made sure. This is still going to taste wonderful.
Hold up.
Whoa,
here
we go.
Here we go. Oh, wait, you got to put it. Oh, wait, he's got to do one more little. Oh, just a little. One more. Oh, yeah, boy.
Look what this is.
Oh, yes, look at that.
Here we go.
That looks great.
As I believe it was Colin Farrell who once famously said, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right there.
just drink your bloody Colin Farrell.
Aren't you lucky it's called a Bloody Mary, so you just had to say drink your bloody,
bloody
Mary.
Flavor down.
Oh man, it's fucking great.
So this is
be good with
you know,
steak actually.
Let's say
well we were thinking maybe a steak garnish, but we're not sure yet. We're gonna work on some steak.
It's a little heavy for a glass on
that
a
is
steak
surprisingly.
We found the most ridiculous Bloody Mary in Texas. Had two full chickens that just stuck out of it.
It's really strange, something I would never have picked in a million years. No. The aroma from fried chicken while you're drinking a cocktail is actually great. Yeah.
Really opens up.
Which come on down Sunday and check it out, man. That's what we do.
That bit of pickle, like I don't know how it does such a great job of rounding it out. Well, it's just more that I'm not a fan of cold sort of tomatoey things, but it tastes great.
It's cutting through,
and the thickness is there, and the pickle gives it that little something. Yeah,
totally.
That's right.
It's almost the freshness. what does Freebird call this?
That's going to be our hangover, the Freebird Hangover Mary.
Exactly.
It's going to be on special on Sundays. You come in and ask for that on a Sunday, we'll give you a nice deal on that. Mm-hmm. And every other day of the week, we'll still be able to make it.
Yeah. What a good thing about this drink is you can share it. You can see where it's been shared.
Yeah, you see the bite out of the wing.
Definitely not passing over the desk.
Wake up on a Sunday and the old good. Stomach's not feeling the best. And,
guys, what else can I get on a Sunday along with my Bloody Mary? If I'm too hungover to have a Bloody Mary and I'm but I really want to go to Freebird. What can I get?
Great question, Neil. I don't know.
We've got some for the people who are going to be the designated driver on a Sunday. We've got some Fever Tree cocktails as well.
You could have that Sans vodka.
You could have that Sans vodka also. Definitely. But you know, people who aren't drinking sometimes.
I've totally forgot about the vodka. Yeah. To be honest.
That's right.
How much are they? Ooh, someone's just gone straight to the fucking price point. I like that. That is kind
They're very reasonably priced.
Really reasonably priced.
Bearing in mind, you get a chicken wing and a pickle. Yeah. Awesome.
Rounds it out for sure.
Just say a little thank you as usual to KBA for being supportive and always keeping us on the straight and narrow there up on K Road.
Thank you to Freebird and thank Dope, mate, Red by Neil for coming in as well.
Hey, it's my pleasure. I love you guys.
He came with the tomato juice.
He did come with the tomato juice. We tried to buy a couple of bottles and they were just like, here, do you want this guy too?
It's a package deal, you know.
So thanks, lads.
Yeah, they said he liked flavor.
Cocktail Corner. Cocktail Corner. Brought to you by the K Road Business Association and Fever Tree.